Scenario 1. A catastrophic transformation. I'm surprised by how many people envision and even advocate the sudden collapse of the world as we know it today as the best way to bring about a radical shift to our lives. In this scenario, for any number of reasons, the transformation happens when the world as we know it abruptly comes to a screeching halt. Because our familiar ways of life would suddenly end, it's the kind of change that simply could not be ignored. Everyone would be involved, and for many people, such a sudden and radical shift would be nothing less than absolutely terrifying. When I hear respected teachers and scholars talking about this kind of change, it always reminds me of the 1951 science fiction film, The Day the Earth Stood Still, which portrays an event so big that it commands everyone's attention. In the movie, for example, it's a spaceship that brings a warning of destruction if the violence on Earth is allowed to expand to other worlds. In a scenario of catastrophic transformation, the world recovers from whatever the catastrophe is and begins to rebuild. In the rebuilding, the old systems that are corrupt and broken are replaced with new, life-affirming, and sustainable ones that work. The situation that creates the sudden halt might be an apocalyptic event, such as a global war, a pandemic disease, or the collapse of the world economy. In this scenario, it's the big event that makes the way for the transformation and a new way of thinking. I'm mentioning this scenario because it's one that's often talked about. When it is, people often ask, why not? Why not bring about change in this way? The implication is that a catastrophe might be a good opportunity to create change. But my personal belief is that we do not need such a catastrophe to trigger big change in our lives. It would cause unnecessary hurt and undue hardship on the people of the world who are the most vulnerable and least prepared to manage such an abrupt shift. These people rely each day upon timely delivery systems for food, fuel, and the necessities of life. We've already seen what can happen when supply chains are disrupted, even briefly, during times of natural disasters. With the wisdom and technology available to us today in the 21st century, I believe that we can transform our world without a catastrophe and the suffering that would come with it. Scenario 2, a planned reset. Another possibility for an abrupt shift on both a personal and a global basis is to push the reset button. In this scenario, the leaders of the world would recognize at the highest levels that the very foundation of our global civilization is no longer sustainable. They would recognize the approaching zero hour, where the world's vital systems would collapse under their own weight. This could include things such as the unsustainable burden of the global debt and the devastation it creates on the world's currencies, or the devastation and the destruction of global industry due to the skyrocketing rise of the cost of energy, or the catastrophic levels of unemployment that have led to levels of welfare that topple the world's economy. A planned reset would mean that, by agreement, on a predetermined day, the world's industries and commerce would temporarily come to a halt, and the rebuilding would begin. This is where things would get interesting, as governments and nations would have to work together to put a new and sustainable infrastructure into place. One of the ways this could happen is for each nation to employ every man and every woman who wants a job as members of a global workforce that contributes to things like the retooling of industries and the building of new power grids and transportation systems based upon clean, sustainable technologies. When the new systems were in place, it's then that the switch would be turned on and the new world would begin. While my description here may be lacking in specifics, you get the idea. In a planned reset, allowances are made for debt, income, energy, and the essentials of everyday life are covered while the rebuilding is happening. The thinking here is that the one-time cost of the reset and the robust economy that would follow would more than offset today's rising cost of living and accumulating debt. And while this option certainly sounds appealing in some respects, realistically, the deep divisions between political parties, religions, cultures, and nations today makes the cooperation needed for such a reset unlikely, at least for now. Scenario number 3, an evolutionary transformation. In light of the extreme nature of the previous scenarios, I believe that this third scenario is probably the most likely in our lifetimes, as well as being the healthiest of the three options. In this scenario, as each unsustainable system of the past strains, buckles, and eventually breaks, it's replaced gradually with new systems that ultimately lead to the kind of future we all know is possible. What sets this scenario apart from the previous ones is that the change is incremental. So while the complete transformation may take longer to appear in our lives, each of the steps to get to the transformation can actually happen quickly. Just as the temperature had to rise gradually before the last degree increase could trigger the boiling of our pot of water in Chapter 3, the gradual impact of peak oil upon our world, the role of increasing debt in our lives, and the growing awareness of just how fragile the world's supply chains of goods and services can be, all are stepping stones to this turning point of transformation. The big difference here, in an evolutionary scenario, is that the gradual changes give us, our families, our communities, and our leaders the time to recognize the need for the change, rather than reacting to an abrupt shift where the thinking is more about how to fix what's broken.